Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023, at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, traders had weekly export sales to ponder, first for the day, showing 13,300 metric tons sold during the week. That number was not a market mover. Attention then turned to the WASD and quarterly grain stocks reports. The report turned out to be bullish, sending grain prices higher. This was not what feedlots wanted to see, but it did not cause them to sell cattle for the bids put out by packers. Packers were hoping higher grain prices would push feedlots to take their bids. This left a standoff, which will be resolved today, as business will need to be done. Hog traders were uncertain of market direction, resulting in more spread trading as they anticipated better hog prices over time. USDA raised the average price by a dollar to $68 on the year on the WASD report. Pressure still remains on the market due to cash and cutout weakness. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down 39 cents and cutouts down $1.39. March Kansas City wheat's up 6 cents early today, finding a bit of a backbone after yesterday's estimates from USDA confirmed once again a tight view of wheat supplies for both the U.S. and the world. USDA slightly reduced its estimate of U.S. ending wheat stocks in 22 and 23 from 571 down to 567 million bushels. Among wheat classes, the ending stocks estimate for hard red winter wheat was raised 15 million bushels to 274. March corn trading 2 cents higher early today, close to its 100-day average of $6.74 after gaining 15 cents on report day. Not only did USDA reduce its estimate of U.S. corn production by 200 million bushels down to 13.3 billion bushels, it also found 10.8 billion bushels of corn stocks on hand. March soybeans heading up 6 cents early today, back above $15 after yesterday's mostly bullish changes from USDA and news from Argentina. Futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to superiorlivestock.com.
Well, at the close yesterday, February live cattle down 20 cents, 157.55. April down 40, 160.92. January feeder cattle down $1, 182.12. March down $1.27, 184.27. February hogs down 55 cents, 78.75. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, March up 12 and 3 quarters, 835. May up 12 and a quarter, 831 and a half. Chicago wheat, March up 2 and 3 quarters, 742 and 3 quarters. May's up 2 and a half, 750 and 3 quarters. March corn's up 15 cents, 671. May up 14 and a quarter, 669 and a half penny. March soybeans up 25 and a half cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.